Unit 3, Organization and Functions of the Central Secretariat. Page 39. Structure 3.0. Objectives 3.1. Introduction 3.2. Rules of Business 3.3. Structure of Central Secretariat, the Political Level 3.3.1. The Political Structure 3.3.2. The Secretariat Organization 3.4. Organization of the Secretariat at the Official Level 3.4.1. The Secretariat 3.4.2. Additional Secretariat 3.4.3. Joint Secretary 3.4.4. Director 3.4.5. Deputy Secretary 3.4.6. Under Secretary 3.5. The Central Secretariat Service 3.6. Office Staff 3.7. Sources of Placement 3.8. Subordinate Officers 3.9. Criticism of the Secretariat 3.10. Let us sum up 3.11. Keywords 3.12. Some useful books 3.13. Answer to check progress. Page 40. 3.0. Objectives. In Unit 2, you have studied the development of administrative system in India since independence. In this unit, focus would be on studying the organization, powers and functions of Central Secretariat. The objective here is to make you understand the evolution of Central Secretariat at the center over a period. Familiarize with the structure and organization of the Secretariat, understand the functions which the Secretariat is entrusted with. 3.1. Introduction. The Government of India is divided at the highest level into ministries and departments for purposes of administrations. These ministries and departments taken together constitute the Central Secretariat. The administrative system is the top during the British rule, started as one central department in the year 1756, but over a period it was expanded to cope with the growing demands of administration. Still later, the role of the Secretariat changed from a policy formulating, supervising and coordinating agency to that of an executive agency as well. The total strength of the Secretariat swelled from 29 in 1919 to 200 during the Second World War period. Immediately after independence, India was faced with the problem of severe depletion of officers as a result of the British ICS officer leaving for UK and Muslim officers opting for Pakistan. With the enforcement of the Constitution in 1950, the Government of India was entrusted with an enormous amount of welfare programs, leading to a marked increase in the number of officers and ministers. Additional personnel had to be recruited to cope with the increasing workload. Page number 41. 3.2. Rules of Business. Article 77(3) of the Indian Constitution authorizes the President to make rules for the convenient transaction of business of the Government of India and for the allocation among ministers of the said business. Two of these rules are: number 1, the Government of India allocation of business rules; number 2, the Government of India Transaction of Business Rules. These rules of business enable the minister or any other official subordinate to him to exercise his power, subject to the responsibility of the Council of Ministers to the Parliament. Under the allocation of business rules, a particular official of the ministry may be asked to discharge a particular function. The transaction of business rule defines the authority, responsibility, and obligations of each ministry in the matter of disposal of business allotted to it. 3.3 Structure of the Central Secretariat, the political level. A typical ministry of the central government is a two-tier structure comprising number one, the political head, and number two, the organization structure. 3.3.1 The political structure. In each ministry at the center, there may be four levels of political executive. They are number one, the cabinet minister. He is the political head of the ministry. He is the member of the cabinet. He is the minister with independent charge, attends meeting of the cabinet, and therein participates in policy formulation regarding his ministry. Number 2. The Ministry of State. He is below the cabinet minister. He may be attached to a cabinet minister or given independent charge of a ministry. In the latter case, he is given independent charge and performs the same functions and exercises the same powers in relation to his ministry as a cabinet does. Page 42. Number 3. The Deputy Minister. The Deputy Minister's rank is below that of Minister of State and he is attached to the latter. He is generally not given independent charge. He performs only such functions as may be assigned to him in relation to the work allotted to the ministry under the charge of cabinet or minister of state to whom he is attached. Number 4. Parliamentary Secretary. This institution, though quite popular in the British system, has not found favor in the Indian setup. He assists the minister in the discharge of his parliamentary function, which include collection of relevant facts and information that would help the minister to answer questions in the parliament. 3.3.2 Secretariat Organization. The ministry is divided into various departments, wings, divisions, branches, and sections. Each ministry is headed by principal secretary. Department is the primary unit of the ministry. A single ministry may have several departments under it. For example, Ministry of Human Resources Development is divided into four departments. They are number 1, Department of Education, number 2, Department of Youth Affairs and Sports, number 3, Departments of Arts and Culture, and number 4, Department of Women and Child Development. The administrative head of the department is the secretary. Wing. Depending upon the volume of the work in a ministry, one or more wings can be set up in a ministry. An additional secretary or joint secretary may be made in charge of a wing. Page number 43. Division. A wing is then divided into divisions for the sake of efficient and expeditious disposal of business allotted to the ministry. Branch. A branch normally consists of the sections and is under the charge of an undersecretary. Section. It is headed by a senior section officer. A certain number of assistants, upper and lower division of clerks, works under the overall supervision of a section officer. Desk officer system. The desk officer system is an important innovation to deal with the needs of a particular ministry. On this system, the work of a ministry is organized into distinct functional desks at the lowest level of the organization. Each of these desks is managed by an undersecretary or a section officer. The objective of the desk officer system is to minimize the time taken in the disposal of a file by avoiding the tardy procedure of noting and drafting at the lower level. 3.4. Organization of the secretariat at the office level. At the official level, secretariat organization consists of both superior and subordinate officers. These officials are permanent servants. 3.4.1. The secretary. The administrative head of the department is called secretary. In case there are more than one department in a ministry, there may be as many secretaries as number of departments. The senior-most secretary, termed as principal secretary, in addition to his own work, coordinates the work of other secretaries as well. Even if all the secretaries draw the same salary, they may not necessarily enjoy equal rank. The secretaries are appointed out of a panel prepared for that purpose. Rigorous selection takes place at the higher level. The final approval of the panel is made by the Prime Minister himself. Page 44. About half of the secretaries belong to IAS CAD. The rest belong to variety of services, with some of them being even specialists. Though a secretary is attached to a ministry or department, he is primarily a secretary to the Government of India. Therefore, his perspective has to be wide and not confined to the narrow and immediate interest of his own organization. He represents his ministry in important national and international committees and conferences concerning his ministry. He also represents his ministry before various committees of the parliament. The decisions given by the secretary regarding any matter are recognized as authoritative government decisions in the courts of law. The powers of the secretary are defined by respective minister. 3.4.2. Additional secretary. The post of additional secretary has been created to relieve the overburdened secretary of some portion of his workload. It has been, however, alleged that the post of additional secretary is created to reward some senior joint secretary. But normally, an additional secretary is appointed to those departments where the volume of work has increased substantially. In such cases, an additional wing is created and placed under an additional secretary, which the maximum measure of independent functioning and responsibility in regard to the items of work allotted to him, subject to the all-over supervisors and control of the secretary. 3.4.3. Joint Secretary. This post is a regular feature of the secretariat setup in the Government of India. The Joint Secretary is a key administrative functionary. He is generally in charge of a wing in the ministry. He is vested with the maximum measure of independent functioning and responsibility in respect of the items of work falling under the subject allotted to his or her wing. A small ministry has at least one joint secretary, whereas a large ministry, depending upon the workload, may have three or more joint secretaries.
Page 45. Below the joint secretary, a number of departments have the post of a director who is placed above the deputy secretary. The specific functions assigned to him or her are mentioned in the standing orders. 3.4.5 Deputy Secretary. A deputy secretary holds the charge of a division in a ministry and disposes of the government business dealt within the division in his charge. He or she has to use discretion depending upon importance of matters in taking orders from the joint secretaries or additional secretaries or secretary, whether verbally or by submission of relevant papers. 3.4.6 Undersecretary. An undersecretary holds the charge of a branch. He or she is also referred to as branch manager. He or she works as a link between the deputy secretary and the section officer under him. He or she is responsible to the deputy secretary for the smooth running of the branch. The positions of secretary, additional secretary and joint secretary are referred to as parts of the top management, while those of director, deputy director, deputy secretary and undersecretary constitute middle management. There is, however, no formal categorization on the scope. Page 46.
Check your progress 1. Note. Number 1. Use the space given below for your answer. Number 2. Also check your answer with the clue given at the end of the unit. Number 1. Explain the structure of secretariat at the political level. Number 2. Write the note on the organization of the secretariat at the official level. 3.5. The Central Secretariat Service. The Central Secretariat has three services. Number 1. The Central Secretariat Service CSS has four grades: A. Selection Grade, B. Grade 1, C. Section Grade Officer Grade and D. Assistant Grade. Page 47. Number 2. The Central Secretariat Stenographer Service CSSS has four grades: A. Private Secretary's Grade, B. Grade A and Grade B, C. Grade C and D. Grade D. Number 3. The Central Secretariat Clerical Service CSCS has two grades: A. Upper Division Grade and B. Lower Division Grade. The Central Secretariat Service provides staff not only for the Central Secretariat but also for most of the attached and subordinate officers and all posts from the level of officers and all posts from the level of assistants up to undersecretariats are included in this service. This service is common for all ministries. For purposes of training, the Institute of Secretariat Training and Management exists to provide systematic pre-entry training to new entrants in grades 3 and 4 of this service. 3.6 Office Staff. A. Section Officer leads the section, which is the smallest unit of ministry. He serves as a link between the undersecretary and the entire office staff. B. Assistant. Assistant puts up the cases on the relevant files after collecting the concerned facts. Each assistant in a section is allotted specified subjects. He does noting and drafting on the cases relating to these subjects. C. Private Secretary to Secretary provides multifarious assistant to the secretary of the department. He works like a public relations officer of the secretary, dealing with the people who want to approach the secretary. Page number 48. D. Officers on Special Duty, OSD. The OSD is appointed from among the existing personnel to meet the exigencies of work. His or her job is to take up special assignment assigned to him or her. It is a temporary post. 3.7. Sources of placement. Higher secretariat post, that is from secretary to undersecretary, are manned by IAS officials and officials from Central Services Class 1. The posts are filled on the basis of tenure system. Posts are filled partly by direct requirement and partly by promotion. The secretariat officials come on deputation from the states after gaining experience of actual administration. After finishing their tenure, they go back to their respective states with richer experience of policy formulations and monitoring. 3.8. Subordinate officers. In order to execute the policies of the government, subsidiary organizations are created under each ministry. These are called officers. The heads of those executive agencies have different designations like Director General, Director, Commissioner, Controller, Register General, etc. Whereas the Minister represents the will, the Secretary, the brain executive head, represents the hand of the ministry. The executive agencies are usually responsible for providing executive direction required in the implementation of the policies laid down by the ministry to which they are attached. They also serve as depositors of technical information and advise the ministry on technical aspects of questions dealt by them. The international organization of these officers may differ from unit to unit. The ratio of technical to secretariat officers differs from one attached office to another depending upon the nature of work. Page 49. The relationship between the executive agencies and the secretariat is governed by a variety of structural patterns. There is the totally integrated pattern on the model of the Railway Board and the Ministry of Railways. The second pattern is the link officer pattern, where a senior officer of a ministry is the head of an executive agency functioning under the concerned ministry. In the third system, there is a coordinated pattern of a common officer serving as the secretary as well as the head of the executive agency. In the fourth system, the ex officio secretariat status is accorded to the head of an executive agency. The subordinate officers generally function under the direction of an attached office where the volume of the executive direction is not considerable. They work directly under the ministry's concern. There do not exist any well-defined criteria to classify a particular organization as an attached one and another as subordinate office. Page 50, number 5. Due to lack of delegation to executive agencies and cumbersome procedures, the secretariat is the principal cause of delay. There is a widespread desire to postpone decisions, to over-consult and to over-coordinate. 6. It is said that the secretariat concentrates under its roof the best personnel. As a result, the executive agencies suffer from some kind of anemia in terms of both power and qualified personnel. In order to set right these anomalies in the secretariat, the following reforms have been suggested. Number 1. The secretariat must be entrusted with only policy making functions. Substantial delegation of powers and functions must be made to the executive agencies. Number 2. There must be a practice of systematic transfer of people between the secretariat and the field to keep it in live contact with relates. Number 3. The secretariat personnel should not be paid more than those outside. If at all it is necessary to pay them higher allowances, it should be paid 1 year only. The Administrative Reforms Commission, in its report on the machinery of Government of India and its procedures of work, had observed as follows in regard to the functioning of Central Secretariat. Secretariat at the center is thus today encumbered with non-essential work and has for a large part become an unwieldy and overstaffed organization. This leads to occasional blurring of responsibilities and choking of administrative machinery, which thus finds excuse for dilatoriness and delay. Further, the overgrowth of personnel has resulted in deterioration in quality. Page 51. The invalidity meant increased burden for officers at the higher levels. The ARC has critical of the tendency of the Central Secretariat to involve itself in functions which fall within the jurisdiction of the states. Recommendation of the study team of the ARC. With regard to the relationship between the Secretariat and the executive agencies, the ARC did not favor the abolition of distinction between the two. It was of the opinion that executive organization could be amalgamated with the Secretariat only if it fulfilled the following conditions. A. The work of the executive organization is primarily of developmental character. B. It is actively involved in planning, coordinates and review of developmental programs. C. Its activity relates to an area in which policies have to be altered or modified frequently. Further, ARC recommended that the departments and ministries dealing with scientific and technical policies should appoint specialists on policy positions. On the levels of decision-making, it recommended that, as a rule, there should be only two levels of consideration and decision below the minister. Page 52. Check your progress 2. Note. Number 1. Use the space given below for your answer. Number 2. Also check your answer with the clue given at the end of the unit. Number 1. Examine the nature and organization of the Central Secretariat Service. Number 2. Write a critical note on the strength and weakness of the Secretariat. 3.10. Let us sum up. The Indian Secretariat owes its existence to two strands of administrative philosophy. First, the task of policy making must necessarily be separated from that of its execution. Second, a transitory cadre of staff operating on the tenure system in the Secretariat is a prerequisite to the vitality of administrative system as a whole. Page 53. The Secretariat comprises a number of departments depending upon factors like the total workload, priorities given to certain subjects, political exchanges of time, etc. Various departments in the Secretariat are created for the sake of overall efficiency of the government. The secretary of the department carries the designation of secretary to the government of India. The general principle on which department is formed are that subjects which are of an allied nature should be grouped together. Examples are ministries of home affairs, defense, agriculture, etc. But there are always certain activities which cut across the field of other departments and are grouped into what may be called horizontal departments. The ministries of law, finance, information, etc. belong to this group. The secretariat has been the nerve center of Indian administration. The power and responsibilities that the secretariat carries on its back are enormous. It is no surprise then that it has attracted the attention of a large number of scholars and politicians alike since its inception. Though no one can find fault with the secretariat as a concept, the matter in which it is functioning has attracted severe criticism. Many rightly feel that the attitude that the secretary has brought to bear on its task, its size and style of the staffing have all combined to make it an institution in need of radical reform. 3.1.1 Keywords: Executive agencies. Field departments and other administrative institutions entrusted with implementing government policies. Panel: List of persons prepared on the basis of their eligibility to occupy a certain position. Specialist: One who is professionally trained to perform a specific function. Page 54. Discretion: Taking decisions by a virtue of one's positions in the absence of specific rules. 3.1.2 Some useful books. Mageshwari S.R. Indian Administration. Gadgil V.N. Government from Inside. Tyagi A.R. Contemporary Issues in Indian Administration. 3.13 Answer to Check Your Progress. Check Your Progress 1. Answer to Question Number 1. See Section 3.3. Answer to Question Number 2. See Section 3.4. Check Your Progress 2. Answer to Question Number 1. See Section 3.5 to 3.8. Answer to Question Number 2. See Section 3.9.